There's a, that house, Sarah's house would be right.
Okay, just put this, you can put the square in the old roughly where it is.
Okay. And I'll put.
And she was your aunt, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's so good to see Onisima. I mean, names.
Onisima Chernikov, okay.
And they went to Igigig.
They went to Igigig, okay. So they went over the hill instead of across the water. And they were probably familiar with that area, do you think, from fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, okay. Oh, that's interesting. Do you remember of any other, hearing about any other families that moved to that side, to the Bristol Bay side?
Bristol, okay, Mike. Telmakoff did.
I shouldn't interrupt you drawing your map.
Okay, I remember
okay.
This.
I like to ask things when I think of them.
That's fine. Sarah and Onisima went to Igigig.
Okay.
And Mike.
Was he a younger Mike, uncle that you remember? Maybe he wasn't on this yet.
Yeah, he wasn't on this yet.
Okay.
I think Sarah's the youngest of them.
I just miss Kathy, but she called me this morning and said she had a clipboard down here. Any idea where she might have left it?
She's not in the back?
No,
I
just pulled out when I was pulling in.
Okay, just a sec. Now, you remember your mom talking about him quite a bit. Do you remember anything about him yourself or that household?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Right in this area would be the school.
Oh, okay.
School.
I do, in another folder, I do have some pictures of the school from around the same time, so I'll go take that out before you go.
Okay. Okay, and then, right about here would be, okay, house right here. That's Dan and Lucy. How did they spell
it? Just spell it the way you think. It's probably going to be just as good as it.
She is my godmother.
Uh-huh, okay. So you remember her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and her daughter, Kelly, they moved to Kodiak.
Kelly moved to Kodiak, okay. Would that be Kilikilia?
Uh-huh, Kilikilia. Oh, yes.
Oh, that is her. Now, that must be a Russian name then.
Mm-hmm, Kilikilia. Would be Kelly.
Yeah, I go through these records and there are some beautiful Russian names that you just don't hear anymore.
I know. Okay. And then a house over here. And this is where John Lee. We always call him John.
John Heasley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He must have been old. He must have been widowed, huh?
No, I don't think he
was. Or was he? Okay, he was a bachelor. And he was Harry Lee's brother?
I think so. I don't know anything about Harry, but Jack Lee, he came over and, you know, I knew him.
You knew him in Kodiak?
In Connecticut and in Kodiak.
Okay.
And he's the one that traveled the 10,000 Smokes. Valley, 10,000 Smokes.
Now, and did he go with Griggs on that, or was that just a trip he made by
himself? And I think you'll find it in some of the books that are written.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you have any idea what he was doing in Connecticut? Was he wasn't fishing and trapping, was he?
No, I think he was with the oil.
Okay, so he had something to do with that. Maybe he was a geologist or something, huh? But you don't remember Harry and Loretta Lee?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Huh. Okay. And then right over here, there's a road path. Just going in this direction. Okay, then there'd be a house here. There might be another house, but I don't remember that. But
those are the houses you remember. Yeah, you don't remember who lived there.
No. Yeah. And right. Okay. It was long enough where a plane could land.
That path.
From here to my father's house.
Okay. No, so that would have been, would that, you remember how long it took to walk?
Oh no, it's just a small, you know, like say from here, maybe up to the Baptist Mission.
Okay.
It was just that area.
Okay. But maybe a quarter to a half mile between the, Now, how far were these beaches, these houses in front to the beach?
To the beach, okay. Here would be ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Am I spelling that right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, there's a long beach and then they incline.
Kind of a dunes?
No, rocky.
Rocky, okay.
Rocky.
Uh-huh.
And so it was above, you know, sea level.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember, was that a beach you could play on? Was it a pretty rough beach? Was there clamming there? What do you remember?
Clamming?
Okay. Yeah.
There's, I'll put what they did. Okay. What they got. Clams.
Did they have razor clams over there? I know there's some places on the mainland where they've got really good razor clams, but I don't know if that.
Mama, what kind of clams do they have over in Connecticut?
What?
Clams.
Big ones.
Big ones? Oh, they're like this? Those razors.
Razors.
Yeah.
Mm. I like them.
And small ones too? Small ones too? Clams?
You know.
Is it small clams, big clams?
Big ones.
The big ones, the razors.
Yeah.
And small ones also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and they went to get, what are those black things they
saw? Bidarkies.
Bidarkies, okay.
Ojidaks. Okay. I don't know how to spell it in Aleutic. I think it's B-I-D-A-R-K.
B-A.
D-A-R-K.
Darky.
With an I on it.
Okay. 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 Ducks. Rabbits.
Do you remember if they got urchins on that beach?
Ducks. Mm-hmm.
Then they get seal, salmon.
Do you remember if they got sea lions over there or just seals?
I don't know.
Mama, do they have seal or sea lion?
Huh?
Seal or sea lion?
Seal.
Seal?
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandfather, Nikolai, shot a whale, a huge whale.
Wow.
And they...
That was when you were a little girl or before that?
Could be before. Mm-hmm. But they have it in San Francisco in the museum down there.
Oh, so he didn't shoot it to eat. He shot it for a specimen for somebody?
Or? I don't know. And somebody came and asked him about it. I guess they took it down.
Do you know if they took the skeleton or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Wow.
The whole thing.
Hmm. So it sounds like there are quite a few white people in the village there, and some of them were doing this oil thing, and maybe some did some kind of scientific studies there?
Could be.
Oh. That'd be interesting to try to trace that, what came out of there.
Oh, and then the berries.
Uh-huh.
And they have moss berries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does the little black ones, they also call them crowberries?
Mm-hmm.
How about sour berries or kalina? Do you remember if they have those?
Mama, did they?
I hate doing this.
What?
What kind of berries?
I think they had blueberries too. Oh, yeah.
The little ones.
Yeah, blackberries, yeah.
Blackberries?
That would be the most famous. Mm-hmm.
Blueberries and blackberries.
Oh. Blueberries and blackberries.
Red.
You have red ones? The little red ones?
Huh?
Did you have red berries? Red?
Yeah.
Salmon berry?
No.
Watermelon berry?
Tickle your ear. You have cranberries?
Yeah.
Cranberries?
Blueberry. No.
Okay. Come on. Tell me more. you don't have a book on berries, do you?
Yes, I do. I'm going to have to unlock it, but I'll get it.
Blackberries?
Oh. I'll get that.
Is this the first time we've been in here?
Yeah, well, you have to. I'll turn this off for a second.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, here's the berry book. How about these ones?
No,
they didn't have salmon berries.
Salmon berries?
No, none. Did they have salmon berry? Did they have salmon berry over there?
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, no.
Pineapple?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, this guy.
Did they have some over there?
Okay, she's not sure of that one.
Not sure about those, okay. How about these ones? These are really low on the tundra. Cloud berries or
Nagoon berries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they have those?
Yes.
Did they have some in Kinetic?
Huh?
In Kinetic, did they have berries?
Okay. I have a book at home. I'll ask it for you.
Okay.
I'll make a note of that. That one?
Yeah. Let's see, and she said there were blackberries. How about these ones? No, that's the currants.
She talked about these moss berries.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? Did they eat this one? I don't know if that's a...
Kinetic? You know if they have that kind of berries in Kinetic?
Good. Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay.
Oh, I just remembered too. Is that Pushkis?
Pushkis? Mm-hmm. They eat those a lot?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you spell it.
Okay.
Probably try the low bush cranberry.
Yeah, I'm looking for that one.
Okay, when I go berry picking on this.
Okay. And
blueberries, Mama?
Blueberries?
Yeah.
Blueberry?
Blueberry.
Oh, yeah.
And this one. Did you get that one?
High bush cranberry?
High bush cranberry?
And a bushy.
High
oh,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Kinetic?
Pushy.
In Kinetic? Kinetomy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kinetic?
Okay. So they had those. I always like to find out about those because I like them.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Okay. I know they have them here.
Okay. Okay.
Graveyard.
No, okay, you said there's a graveyard too?
Mama? Do you remember it? Graveyard?
Huh?
Great.
Yeah, I'm asking you to. Oh, berries. I mostly just remember the church.
Okay. Now, one thing I'm wondering about is the list of the people here. There's a lot more people than houses that you indicated, mm-hmm. so they're probably more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember which areas those houses would have been in, or would those white people have been in a different area?
Okay, I think you can get that from the courthouse.
Oh,
if
okay.
You look, just ask if you can, you know.
Okay, so they have some of the records
mm-hmm.
from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would they, those have been Standard Oil records, or what is that, just a municipal
record?
Land
sale.
Land sales, mm-hmm. okay. All right.
And then, what's his name, Judge Manson?
Judge, yeah, I'm going to, mm-hmm. I've been trying you to get
to
together
ask
with him.
Where his, you know, his home is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's neat. That's, you know, every person has a different piece
mm-hmm.
of the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
and that. It helps to have
okay.
all the little pieces.
And then you have the lake and then the mountain.
There's
and,
a mountain.
There. And it's mountains on three sides
uh-huh.
and then ocean.
Uh-huh. And there must have been a pass up between some of those mountains.
Mm-hmm.
They went over to Bacharach,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm. My dad went.
Mm-hmm.
Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, those are the ones I remember.
Let me see if there's some other.
And I'll put some feet.
Okay, here's some more. Oh, this is just the same type of thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's done out in families.
Mm-hmm.
1940, the Roof family.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me get this on the cops. I'll put Dolly, because my mother always says that.
Mm-hmm. How about the Elinex? Do you remember them from over there?
Oh, what was that name I was trying to tell you?
I know
the one that went over to Yuzinki.
Oh, is that Katie Elinex? Katie and Larry Elinex?
No, Marka. Martha and Mary. Oh, right here. Oh, yeah, this is their own.
No, would that be Marka Roof? No, that's no. Marka Zakoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see if we have them in here, too. This is just
you have
your
pencil.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
But you don't remember the LNX from over there?
No, but they know.
That's interesting. Now, here's something interesting. Your folks, and they said that Walter Fred was an orphan child living with you. This was 1940. Interesting.
See, yeah, and he's from Perryville.
So your dad was born?
Well,
now was he born in Katmai, probably?
No. He went down to live in Perryville, but he's from either Cape Douglas or Douglas.
Okay, because there were there are one or two villages there.
Mm-hmm. That's
north of
Katmai.
Right, closer to Katmai.
It's the Cape.
Right. Mm-hmm. Such beautiful country over there.
Mm-hmm. It's so neat.
Yeah.
And this is 1940?
This is 1940, and this says, let's see, they had a frame dwelling, 24 by 20. The house they valued at $200.
Mm-hmm.
Three dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They would have a sled and
oh,
dogs.
Really? They had enough snow in the winter that they used sleds.
Yeah. It's a very windy.
Uh-huh.
Windy place.
So did quite a few families have sled dogs? Remember?
I know Mama would tell me that they would be outside.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting. That's something that's
in
different
the winter,
from Kodiak.
Yeah, they do.
Some of these, it's not on this one, but some of them they stated what the income was. And
mm-hmm.
One boat, one net, fishing net.
Mm-hmm. So they're fishermen.
Uh-huh. Are you looking up for another name?
No, I.
Now here's something that's different. That one didn't say Zakoff, and this one says Yakoff. I wonder if that was just a typo. Which one?
Probably Yakoff.
Yeah, that makes more sense. It's a more familiar Russian sounding name than Zakoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, this is Onasima and their family. Cosbrook, Joel Miller, Eskimo, huh. I noticed there are a couple of them. Now here's the Rostopsov.
Yes, uh-huh.
Nick Rostopsov. Now he was from Afognak originally, that's interesting.
Oh, really? Oh, uh-huh.
That must have been where I heard about his name.
Oh, uh-huh.
And their children were born in Karluk.
Uh-huh.
So they must have been over there for something.
That's the daughter.
Julie Rostopsov.
Uh-huh.
Now I know there's some Rostopsovs that are in
Julia. Oh.
In Larsen Bay now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would that
uh-huh.
be
yes. I'm
Nick's
sure.
grandchildren maybe?
Mm-hmm. She lived here.
Julia did?
Uh-huh. They'd say that Zahar.
Mm-hmm.
Julia lived here, and she died, I think, in the 1960s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty at a pretty young age,
in her 30s.
Let's see, Onasima and Sarah. So this would have been your
aunt
and her family. Nick, Fred's,
Holland.
Bert Holland. Now I know there was some okay, he's originally from Valdez. There's some Hollands over on Woody Island at one time. But I think that might have been earlier, I'm not sure. And this is the list, this is the same list, similar, but for 1942. Mm-hmm. It's probably mostly the same.
Okay, here's Mike.
Oh, okay, yeah, because he would have been a little bit.
And here's Eleanor.
Well, and this is interesting because it was probably taken during summer instead of the winter like the other one, and looks like a lot of people were fishing at Naknek. And some even, okay, Nick Rostopsov was fishing at Karluk, so maybe that's where his connection came. His part of his family came from over there. And this Mike Kabakov is the uncle that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, here's another Mike. I think this one would go with this.
Yeah, maybe he was an uncle that you never
met. See, and they spelled his name that way now.
Huh.
Oh, Willie? Okay, this is...
Okay, maybe this was a...
Mike. Okay, this... No, Mike is... this is my cousin.
Willie Kalmakoff?
Uh-huh. And he lives in Wisconsin now.
Oh, he's moved to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he has other names, too. Okay. And this is... No, this is his brother.
Another Mike Kalmakoff. Uh-huh. So that was your... he's your cousin also.
Cousin. Uh-huh.
And he's... Now, are they the children of Gabriel Kozakoff and Evelyn Kalmakoff Murphy?
Okay, I think so.
Huh. A lot of names to sort out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is Nikolai Ruth, the chief. He was even fishing at Karluk. So it sounds like people really went other places. Didn't really stay in the village. There must not have been a big red salmon run or something there.
Mm-hmm. A phony?
Mm-hmm. Now they spelled that name differently here again, Takuk.
And, oh, here's my brother.
Your brother, Andrew.
He died when he was 3 years old.
Okay.
And what, no, 1942, and how old was he? 9 months
He was 9 months.
And I was born October 43.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should let your mom get around and look around. She's looking impatient.
Okay. There's Marka.
That's Marka Yankov. So that must have been a typo for that first one, Renesed Zaykov. And at 42, Marka was in Kodiak for 2 months. So.
And his wife?
Hmm.
Hello.
How are you?
Holly.
Hi.
Do you remember me? This is Ruth. Ruth, you remember me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
Okay.
Oh, this is Jack Lee that you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, he was elderly at that time, 73.
Trying to find some ancestors?
Yeah.
Is Jackie around?
No, she went out. I don't know anything about where she went or when she'll be back.
Somebody on the phone.
Who wrote this?
Okay, I'm told Pete and Daria Boskovsky, full blood natives, and their three children, have been on Kodiak Island for a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is just more of the same. Okay, here's that Holland connection, Rafira Amok, Gladys Holland. A lot of people fishing in Naknek. Now, did you you were too young to go to fish camp with your parents. Do you ever remember going anywhere to go to fish camp?
Yeah. Whitlock with my mom.
With your mom? Uh-huh. And was that up to Bacharach?
Uh-huh.
Now, this is 39 again. That's, here's something else might be interesting to ask your mom about, which is... 1939, I read through this, and they started having the new teacher in 1939 started having meetings of the mothers, and they also organized a village council around that time.
Oh my goodness.
And apparently there hadn't been a village council.
Who's this from?
From the teacher.
Oh.
Wrote this, the teachers were supposed to write an annual report. Her name was Miss Nichols, Susan Nichols.
Huh.
goodness.
It talks. Yeah, go ahead and read through that. That's pretty interesting. I'll just put this on pause and we can, I'll see if I can find those cool pictures. Okay. Why don't I go see if I can find those. Yeah, that's, make some, yeah. I'll leave the tape rolling, and if you have any comments, just blurt them out while you're reading.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I have the Kinetic ones here. Got a lot of the villages with the school. You said your mom had some pictures of the school?
Mm-hmm.
One thing they're doing here at the center is trying to make copies of people's pictures from the different villages, and it'd be really neat if we could copy some of those things that she has. Matter of fact, we should let her look at some of these old pictures. You want to look at that? These are old ones from Kodiak. I don't know if they would be some of this interesting to her or not, but might be something to do. Those are Kodiak. Now this one is... This might have some different things in it. This is different villages. Santa, do you remember Santa coming
down
with you?
No Santa. No Christmas tree. I don't remember Christmas.
You don't remember Christmas from yet? Okay. So Nikolai and Mary Marka was the first woman on the right, then
mm-hmm.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teacher on the left, you don't know anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Lucy's wife, Marka.
So Mary.
Because one boy. Mm-hmm. Ruth. Big boy. What?
Uh-huh. Ruth. Do you remember masking at Christmas
mm-mm.
when you were a little girl?
Mm-mm. Just here in Kodiak.
Uh-huh. That'd be another thing if you're talking to your mother about it, or when we get together another time, we could ask about. Because especially with as many whites as there were in Kinetic,
mm-hmm.
to try to figure out what kind of which traditional activities survived,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. How many people took part. You know.
Oh, they had dances too.
They had dances.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music would they have?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I know she was not allowed to go to dances, but she said that they had dances. They would lock her up, and she
oh, really?
Go.
I know it said something later when they were talking about the council there. It's talking about they wouldn't allow dances if there was anybody drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Those vigil things like these village council reports, I found one on Carlick that had some interest in after the war. There's just so much information, but unfortunately it was hardly ever done or they didn't survive.
Mm-hmm.
This particular teacher seemed to have a really good perspective and included a lot of things in her, you know, annual report.
They did garden plot?
Do you remember gardens at all?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I imagine that fur trading was, and all the trapping, at least at some times, when there wasn't any other industry there, was a lot of the cash income. But, yeah, another factor in people leaving the villages was whether they, if they got to depend on that cash income, if they were able to make enough money doing what they were.
They started lunches. Says both boys and girls were top bowling.
The cooking helps make them.
It's interesting.
Do you remember at all when you were growing up, the kinds of food, when you were living in Connecticut, the kinds of food you ate?
We had fish soup, duck soup, and then my stepdad, he would go rabbit. That's about all I remember.
But you remember mostly traditional food then?
Oh, yeah.
Did you eat bread or?
I don't remember. But she, mother would cook it. Yeah, mother said she used to cook for grandma. Cod liver oil. I know. I remember that.
You remember having to take cod liver oil? Yeah, eating clams. And the girls would prepare them for cooking.
Baseball?
Do you remember any games that you played with the other kids, or?
No, I don't. No, we just played. Nothing in particular. Well, sometimes they call that a mail boat.
Oh, the North Star was the mail boat? Do you remember the mail boat coming in?
No, I don't. Government teacher, Mr. Williams at Iggy-Vick.
We are able to keep in touch with our natives nightly through our radio station in the courtesy of a government teacher, Mr. Williams Iggy-Vick, who permits the Kinetic natives to say a word or two now and then to us. If any questions or problems arise, they wish our advice on.
I wonder if they have that on tape or anything, would they?
Oh, I doubt it. I don't know that they were able to tape very much at that time. There might be some kind of records if there were radio transmissions, but.
A nurse was needed.
Yeah, that's another thing that maybe you could ask your mom about is what people did for medical care. Okay. If there were some traditional healers, if there were midwives, if the shaman did.
She was sort of scared of. I know she sort of
you know, has this uneasy feeling when you
mention it. She probably doesn't like to talk about it, yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to, as much as she, you know, I don't like to push people too much, but as much as she's willing to talk about that, where that feeling comes from, and if there was. Do you remember hearing any stories or about shamans or anything that happened over in Connecticut along those lines? I tried to talk to Gus and he said you really should talk to your mom. But I probably should have pushed him a little more. I imagine he's selfish and no.
That would be interesting to know about the well. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know we had one of those pumps.
Oh, you had a water pump?
Inside our house, yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty modern.
Yeah.
So it's likely if you had a pump, you must have had some kind of, said two families have a well in their homes. That must have, yours must have been one of the families that did. Unless maybe by the time you were a little girl, there were more.
See, but my grandpa, he had to carry water.
Oh, you did?
Grandpa's house.
And did you carry it from the creek, or where did you get it?
From that little river.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Coming down from the lake.
Well, if you can't have a standing letter,
with the possibility of striking oil and what?
Okay, so that was 39. That there had been an oil company in there quite a bit earlier and left. Mm-hmm. I think it was on the school thing here.
Oh, okay.
That a lot of people were leaving.
Mm-hmm. Around.
Okay, let's see. 1926, the oil company's going out of the place, all the people are leaving. So I don't know if there was an earlier, there was a time when they were there much earlier and came back.
It could be. Yeah, they could have started on, you know, left and come back and stayed again.
Yeah.
Because when I went to Anchorage in 1974, it just so happens, you know, I've not been as that is.
No, it's on.
You could turn it off if you want to. But anyway, I'm LDS. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Anyway, we get a patriarchal blessing here for our own, what we need to be working for that is our.
Whatever you're seeking.
Yeah. And Mr. Calderwood was a. He studies rocks.
A geologist.
And he was over in Connecticut. And he would, you know, and he told us it wasn't a very good grade, so they would cap it, you know.
Okay, so the oil, there was oil, but it wasn't the grade that whatever, you know, maybe if they went back a later time, it would be worth more or something.
Huh. And so that's how I got to know. And then my, you know, parents would talk about the oil.
Did Gus have anything to do with the oil at all?
No. Married mother and, you know, took her back because her parents were still living there.
Okay, so they had been in Kodiak and then they went back to Connecticut because her parents were there.
Mm-hmm.
But he was originally from Kodiak. Do you remember?
My father is born, or my stepfather is born in South America.
Oh, okay.
And then he moved up with his aunt to the state of Washington.
Okay.
And that's where he
He lived. That one looks neat.